were you pleased with Nick Foles' performance coming back this week?
Yeah, I thought Nick bounced back. Unfortunately, you know, the first play of the game, we fumbled and couldn't get them off the field. So it took a while to get back into rhythm. But I thought when he got back out there, you know, pleased with how he performed and how we moved those guys down the field a little bit. So, you know, it's better than obviously the Chicago game in terms of his and that whole first group's performance. But the overall, you're just really disappointed in the turnovers and the penalties. We need to clean that up if we're going to win any football games.
What'd you see with the issues on defense, specifically on third down and that?
Yeah, we need to generate a better pass rush. I think our defensive line's got to do a better job in terms of what their rush contains are. You know, get the one play with Mallett where Marcus makes a nice job, makes him flush up in the pocket, but we got nobody on that side, you know, containing the quarterback, and you let the quarterback scramble in for a touchdown. So, you know, we used a lot of different combinations. There's a lot of different things. We try to get some guys in with the ones because you wanted to see them work around. We had a lot of different rotations going on, so just to see if we can get some guys evaluated on film. But we do need to generate a better pass rush, especially against someone if you're going to play someone the caliber of Tom. So,
you said you're frustrated with the penalties that you saw. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. the refs are calling a lot tighter. Are you kind of grading it on how the curve of how they're calling?
No, there is no curve. Those are the rules. I mean, we got to play by them. And whoever ends up being the most disciplined team in this league is going to win, but the rule's not going to change. You know, that's what I told those guys in the locker room. I think we had 10, they had 11. I mean, and it seems like it's like that overall, but I don't think, you know, I don't think on tomorrow or on Sunday, Roger's going to say, hey, we're going to change it. I mean, we got to learn how to not get our hands in people's face, and we got to understand that after 5 yards, it's illegal conduct. And if you can't play within the rules, you can't play in this league.
When officials talk, they say that they believe it'll be cleaned up by the time you get to the regular season. Are you confident that's going to be the case?
Well, if you can't play within the rules, you can't play in this league. That's just the bottom line. I mean, you're just handing people first down. So, I mean, we better figure it out. And whoever, as I said earlier, whichever team ends up being the most disciplined team from a penalty standpoint is going to be a big advantage in this league. And so it's a challenge to everybody. We all got to figure it out. But, you know, that's the deal.
Do you have to adjust at all how you're teaching now because of
– No, because we don't teach that. We don't teach people to grab receivers after 5 yards downfield. You know, and if that becomes your go-to move and that's what you got to do, then you can't play. You know, you got to figure that out. And we never teach anybody to strike anybody in the face. You know, I mean, we need to get you're bad in your targets. You know, and we got to understand that's going to be called. And if it's going to be called, then you got to fix it. You know, you don't have to agree with the speed limit, but if the cop's out there with a speed gun right there, you better take your foot off the gas, or he's going to pull you over. I mean, it's the bottom line. There's rules. We got to follow them.
Do you see any similarities between Zach Ertz and Jordan Matthews? And that Ertz had a number of drops in the preseason last year. Matthews struggled in the first game. He catches 9 passes tonight. Just in terms of, you know, kind of bouncing back from having some drops early.
That's a big reach for me. I'm happy with Jordan's performance today. He was a little overexcited, you know, playing in his first NFL football game against Chicago. And the Jordan that we've seen in practice is the Jordan that you kind of saw today. I think he had 9 targets, 9 catches, you know, did a good job with the run after the catch. The same thing that we've seen, you know, when we've been in our training sessions at the NovaCare is what we finally saw tonight. I just think he's just such an emotional guy and plays at such a high level that I think he was probably just ramped up a little bit too bit in the Chicago game. So I'm glad what we saw tonight. So
what about Mark Sanchez's play?
Yeah, I think just that, you know, that was his only incompletion was the interception, and I think he probably wants it back too. You know, that was the one bad ball. You know, Matt had one, but it bounced off of us. But I think Mark in his performance in Chicago game and then his performance again tonight, I think he's made us feel really comfortable about the quarterback position. You know, and I think he's getting stronger. He's really comfortable in what we're doing. He's got a really good feel for playing quarterback. So we've been really happy with him so far. We're not getting to the quarterback. You know, we got to do a better job in creating pressure on the quarterback.
It looks like a lot of plays tonight for Curtis where he was there but just could not make. Is it an awareness thing with him? Does he have to work?
No, you know, he obviously didn't have a very good night, but he had been playing well. I mean, you guys have seen it in camp. I think he had really upped his game from a year ago. And tonight, you know, obviously he gave up a couple touchdowns and a couple penalties called against him. But, you know, we'll see. We'll watch film with him and go back and keep coaching him. But, you know, he's a competitor. You know, we'll see how he responds and bounces back in the Steelers game.
As a whole, how productive was the week here in Foxborough?
It was very productive. You know, I think any time, you know, two teams that I think kind of think of like what we wanted to get accomplished on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and what Bill wanted to get accomplished. I think both of us are really happy with the whole week. I think how our teams get along, you know, it's physical at the point of attack. You know, the offensive and defensive lines really did had a lot of really, really good work this week. And then when you get a chance, obviously, you know, we're our pass defense and 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 to go against Tom and his receivers. It's obviously a, you know, a lot of teaching can go on. There's still a ton of film that, you know, we need to watch with our guys so we can go over and point out things. And it was really good for us to go against their defense and, you know, see a little bit of a different scheme. It's going to help us a little bit. Saw a lot of 3-4 in practice this week. You'll see a lot of 3-4 against the Steelers. So we thought the week was really, really successful, and we enjoyed doing it. So.
Curry got some reps with the first team. We keep hearing about him and what he can do in terms of two-gap, and obviously you guys got to play against the run. Is there any way to get him more playing time?
He had it tonight, so, you know, we'll evaluate that. That was a big thing for us. We wanted to get Vinny in with the ones and see how productive he could be. So, you know, we'll go back to the staff and look at the tape and see how productive he is.
How much concern is there that Nick's not going to get a lot of preseason game time with Riley and Jeremy?
I mean, that's the way it is. When you get a guy gets injured or guys get injured, then you got to just play with who you got. So, you know, they'll we anticipate both those guys being out there on Sunday, I, from what I understand. So I know Riley's definitely on Sunday, and Max said he felt good tonight. So we'll see how it goes. But we're never going to complain about injuries or say, hey, you know, I wish this happened, that happened. People get injured in this game. You got to learn how to play with. If they're not up, then the other guy who's ever behind him has got to be ready to go. So
all those hamstring injuries, though, is that particular injury a concern for you, or is that normal this time of year?
No, I don't think we have as. I don't. How many? What do you mean all of those?
I think there are eight players.
I think that number's high. I don't think there's eight.
Unless the injuries are the wrong part of the body that we know of.
I just don't know if it's eight. I'll check on that, but that seems high to me.
Chip, if you had a checklist with your positives and your negatives after tonight, what are you looking at? Positive?
I think the negatives, obviously, are the turnovers and the penalties. And, you know, you got to clean that up. You're not going to win a lot of football games if you turn it over four times and you have double-digit penalties. So that's a... You know, that's something obviously that we need to work on. You know, we got a punt block today, so obviously there were some positives in the special teams from that standpoint. I thought we ran the ball better, you know, especially with the second group. We got some, you know, some of the young guys in there, and, you know, we had a couple guys out, but Henry Josie got a chance to get in and play and was productive, you know, so I think some of the guys in that situation, I thought our quarterback play was better. You know, there's one bad throw Mark had, and I know he wants back, but, you know, you really can't fault Matt Barkley on the interception he had. He put it right where it needed to be, and it was, you know, bounced off our guy and goes up in the air, and they intercepted. So I thought our quarterback play was pretty good. So that's what I would look at as positives.
Sorry, you got the field goal. Is that indicative of what you've seen in training camp?
No, I think he's been really good in training camp. So, you know, we'll take a look at where it was. But, you know, you got to make, I think it was a 47-yarder.
Yeah.
You got to make 47-yarders in this league.
You got Travis Long and Marcus Smith on the field pretty early, and then Brandon Graham a little bit later. Was that just part of the
just rotation, just trying to take a look at guys and see what they can do? I know Brandon was in early on special teams, so it's just those guys just trying to take a look at different guys with different groups and how they can perform. So it's no different than Vinny. Vinny got a lot of snaps of the one, so just, you know, trying to get an indication. Sometimes you look at guys and they're productive, but who are they productive against? And then does it change when you get them in? It's the same thing. Curtis got a lot more reps today, especially with Kerry going out, so it was you know, just a situation where we get a chance to evaluate these guys. So, because one of the times it's tough, sometimes it's not apples to apples or it's apples to oranges, because he did a really good job, but he was always in with the twos and the threes. You know, what's he going to be like when he goes in with the one? So we got to try to get him in when he's in with the one. So,
are you confident that Alex Henry is the answer to kick position?
Yeah, I'm confident in Alex. You know, but again, we got to convert in games too. You know, I've been real excited with him in practice, and I think he's worked on some things with Coach Phipp in terms of placing the ball and kickoffs better, you know, and hitting things as we've gone through training, but we also have to do it in a game. So,
is Johnny Moore's shoulder injury serious?
I don't know that, Les. I just know he was out for the game, so I don't know exactly what the status is of him. I know Boykin had a cramp. I think he was the other guy that was down the game, but I don't know what Josh. They just told us he's out, so I haven't gotten anything back. I haven't met with Chris since that.
To B.J. Cunningham, how would you characterize his camp so far?
I think he's been solid. You know, there's a bunch of guys there. I think he's just been solid. You know, he hasn't been a standout where he's flashed and we're saying, hey, we got to do this, and this with him. But I think he's a steady, solid, you know, guy. He's obviously fighting for the back end of that wide receiver spot in there. So a lot of that has to come in with teams in terms of how he fits in from a team standpoint. So, but I think BJ's been solid so far.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.